From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Lawmakers have emerged from a White House meeting with President Obama saying they will support the president's decision on Afghanistan, though the impressions of Republicans and Democrats appears to have differed a bit. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said today lawmakers of both parties will rally behind whatever decision the president makes, while Republican Leader Mitch McConnell said he hopes the White House will listen to the military.
I can safely say that there's widespread feeling in our conference that we have confidence in General Petraeus and General McChrystal. And if they're on board, I would think that a significant number of our members will be as well.
Top U.S. military commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, has called for more U.S. troops to be sent to the region. An administration official says the president told lawmakers today he will be rigorous and deliberate in his review of the war. Law enforcement authorities now indicate sources in Pakistan tipped U.S. intelligence officials off that a Denver man allegedly trained in an al-Qaeda camp and planned to attack U.S. targets. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Law enforcement officials call it the most serious terrorist threat against the U.S. since 9/11. And the suspect at the center of it all is a 24-year-old Afghan immigrant named Najibullah Zazi. Senior law enforcement officials tell NPR that they've been listening to Zazi on a wiretap for more than 6 months. They stepped up surveillance late this summer after they allegedly intercepted a phone call to Zazi from someone believed to have ties to al-Qaeda. Prosecutors say he admitted to receiving training at an al-Qaeda camp in Pakistan last year. They also allege Zazi intended to use that training to build homemade bombs and blow up New York City targets. Zazi's been charged with conspiring to use weapons of mass destruction. He's pleaded not guilty. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
The economic slump is predicted to reduce the amount of greenhouse gases going up into the atmosphere. That's according to energy analysts. More from NPR's Christopher Joyce.
The International Energy Agency announced that the dip in global emissions of climate-warming carbon dioxide could be the deepest in 40 years. Fatili Birol is with the IEA.
In 2009, global carbon emissions can go down up to -3%, and this compares with the historical average of CO2 emissions growth at 3% per year.
The IEA made its announcement in Bangkok, where nations are meeting to prepare a new climate treaty. Emissions in the U.S. are expected to drop by about 6% this year. The officials point out, however, that once the world's economies pick up speed again, emissions will increase unless countries shift to new forms of greener energy. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 131 points to end the session at 9,731. That was a rise of more than 1.3%. The Nasdaq gained 35 points today. This is NPR. Interpol says it has arrested one of the most wanted suspects in the genocide in Rwanda. He is accused of sending soldiers to execute a revered Rwandan Tutsi queen. NPR's Afebu Quistarkin reports.
Captain Idelfonse Nizeyimana, number 6 on the Rwanda Genocide Tribunal's wanted list, was picked up at a modest hotel in the Ugandan capital Kampala. He has been charged with planning and organizing parts of the 1994 genocide of mainly Rwandan Tutsis and moderate Hutus in Butare in the south. The former military intelligence officer also stands accused of supervising, training, and arming some of the perpetrators of the genocide. But Nizeyimana's most notorious alleged act was ordering the execution of Queen Rosalie, a symbolic figure for all Tutsis. The U.S. State Department's Rewards for Justice program offered up to $5 million for any information leading to Nizeyimana's capture. Ofebia Quistarkton, NPR News, Conakry.
Big cuts at British Airways. The airline announced today it's eliminating 1,000 jobs and putting another 3,000 employees on part-time status. The cuts at the airline come as the airline faces, quote, a very serious financial position. A novel set during the reign of King Henry VIII has won this year's prestigious Man Booker Prize for fiction. Hilary Mantel's book, Wolf Hall, that charts the upheaval caused by the king's desire to marry Anne Boleyn, is seen through the eyes of royal advisor Thomas Cromwell, snagged the $80,000 prize. A Booker win generally guarantees a surge in sales. Last year's winner, The White Tiger, sold more than 500,000 copies and has been translated into 30 languages. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.